Now turn to part two.
You will hear part of a talk from a television program about dealing with broken bones. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
In this program, we will deal with another common result of violent injuries, that of fractures, or to put it more simply, broken bones. It is worth first mentioning a few facts about the bones themselves. Bones form an essential framework around which our bodies are shaped, performing the two vital functions of support for the body and protection for the internal parts of the body, such as the heart and the brain, which could easily be damaged otherwise. Bones are not dead tissue, as many people think, but are made up of a hardened outer layer of cells around a soft material in the centre, known as the bone marrow. The bone marrow, incidentally, performs the equally vital function of producing new blood cells. Bones do not break easily. When a small amount of force is applied, the bones, particularly of young people, can actually bend to a surprising degree. But of course, there is a limit to this, and beyond that limit, the bones break. Because of the large forces and sudden movement involved, it is unlikely that somebody would break a bone and not be aware of it. There is also usually an unmistakable, audible crack that can be heard by other people as well. So, what can we do in terms of first aid for people with fractures, beyond making the victim as comfortable as possible and calling an ambulance? In general, the answer is not much. But this is important to note, because the vital function of support has been lost in the damaged part of the body. Any attempt to move the victim could result in further damage to that area. In any instance, where it is necessary to move such a victim, it is vital to provide another means of support for a damaged limb. For this reason, you should locate any fractures before attempting to move the victim. If this is not done, further movement of the damaged area will result in multiple fractures. In other words, many small breaks, which are much harder to repair. If the victim is conscious, it is likely that he or she will be able to tell you the position of any fractures that may have occurred. But, in the case of an unconscious victim, a different procedure should be followed. After checking the victim's breathing, circulation, eyes and face, as described in previous programmes, the next step in checking the victim's condition is to methodically feel each major bone in the body, noting any change in shape that would indicate the presence of a break. For this reason, it is important to be aware of the correct, healthy shape of all the major bone structures in the human body. For example, the shape of the shoulders, backbone, arms and legs. You should practice feeling other members of your family or members of your first aid training group. Otherwise, you may end up treating a person who has no fracture at all.
You will hear the piece again.
In this program, we will deal with another common result of violent injuries, that of fractures, or to put it more simply, broken bones. It is worth first mentioning a few facts about the bones themselves. Bones form an essential framework around which our bodies are shaped, performing the two vital functions of support for the body and protection for the internal parts of the body, such as the heart and the brain, which could easily be damaged otherwise. Bones are not dead tissue, as many people think, but are made up of a hardened outer layer of cells around a soft material in the centre, known as the bone marrow. The bone marrow, incidentally, performs the equally vital function of producing new blood cells. Bones do not break easily. When a small amount of force is applied, the bones, particularly of young people, can actually bend to a surprising degree. But of course, there is a limit to this, and beyond that limit, the bones break. Because of the large forces and sudden movement involved, it is unlikely that somebody would break a bone and not be aware of it. There is also usually an unmistakable, audible crack that can be heard by other people as well. So, what can we do in terms of first aid for people with fractures, beyond making the victim as comfortable as possible and calling an ambulance? In general, the answer is not much. But this is important to note, because the vital function of support has been lost in the damaged part of the body, any attempt to move the victim could result in further damage to that area. In any instance, where it is necessary to move such a victim, it is vital to provide another means of support for a damaged limb. For this reason, you should locate any fractures before attempting to move the victim. If this is not done, further movement of the damaged area will result in multiple fractures, in other words, many small breaks, which are much harder to repair. If the victim is conscious, it is likely that he or she will be able to tell you the position of any fractures that may have occurred. But, in the case of an unconscious victim, a different procedure should be followed. After checking the victim's breathing, circulation, eyes and face, as described in previous programmes, the next step in checking the victim's condition is to methodically feel each major bone in the body, noting any change in shape that would indicate the presence of a break. For this reason, it is important to be aware of the correct, healthy shape of all the major bone structures in the human body. For example, the shape of the shoulders, backbone, arms and legs. You should practice feeling other members of your family or members of your first aid training group. Otherwise, you may end up treating a person who has no fracture at all.
That is the end of part 2.